The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're reflecting on 5 years of progress by the CV Salts Initiative to reduce nitrate contamination and manage salt accumulation in the Central Valley. California's Central Valley is one of the most productive agricultural regions in the world, but that productivity comes with a cost. Our groundwater basins are increasingly burdened with elevated levels of salt and nitrates. These invisible pollutants threaten drinking water quality and agriculture sustainability. That's where the CV Salts, short for Central Valley Salinity Alternatives for Long-Term Sustainability, comes in. Launched over a decade ago, CV Salts sets out to tackle this complex challenge with a staged approach. The Nitrate Control Program, a key pillar of this effort, began prioritizing the most critically impacted areas. Places where nitrate levels in private wells posed immediate health risk. These became the Priority 1 management zones. Communities in Chowchilla, Cahuilla, Kings, Modesto, Tule, and Turlock basins saw the first wave of actions. Since 2021, over 2,700 private wells have been tested in these zones, and more than 1,800 households now receive free bottled water because their wells exceed safe drinking water standards for nitrates. That's not just a statistic. It's clean water for families who worry about their young children drinking unsafe water. Now, in 2025, CV Salts hit a major milestone. The Priority 2 management zones have officially launched. These include areas like Delta Mendota, East San Joaquin, Kern, Madera, Merced, Tulare Lake, and Yolo. With this expansion, the Nitrate Control Program now covers all Central Valley basins with high nitrate concentrations. Early action plans are already underway. Free well testing, safe drinking water deliveries, and a robust public outreach campaigns have begun. Over 200 households in these new zones have already signed up for services. And while nitrate gets the spotlight for the immediate public health concerns, salt is a slow-burning crisis. Salt doesn't just make headlines, but it silently threatens the long-term viability of our soils, infrastructure, and water supply. Over time, without intervention, salt builds up, damaging crops, corroding pipes, and limiting future land use. To address this, CV Salts launched a two-part case study effort. In 2024, the first case study was completed in the Delta Mendota subbasin. This year, work has begun in the Western Kings subbasin. By modeling salt movement and potential management strategies, this will inform how we manage salt across the entire Central Valley. All of this, the testing, the bottled water, the community partnerships, the modeling, is all built on a simple idea: that clean water is a right and long-term solutions come from collaborations. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.